One of the most important things, I think, in this gospel is that if we remember the Eucharistic prayer number one, the Roman canon, if you remember, in a sense, this part of the gospel is actually in the Roman canon. And one of the reasons that I love it, and I've kind of reminded us sometimes too, that one of the reasons it's a very important Eucharistic prayer is because it was the only Eucharistic prayer for most of church history. It's the oldest one, and before the Second Vatican Council, we only had that one Eucharistic prayer. Some of you who remember going to the old Mass might remember that you would hear those names in Latin. You would hear the listing of those names, and you'd hear it every single Mass because that was the only one, so you would always hear the canon of the saints in there. And so one of the things that's said, and one of the things, it's a prayer that has the most gestures to it. If you notice, the priest makes the most gestures, signs of the cross, different things that happen, bows and everything, and there's a part in there where he says, and looking up to heaven, you know, at the consecration right there at that part, once the priest is holding the bread, you know, and the most important part of that is exactly what Jesus does when he feeds the 5,000, is he always unites heaven to what he's doing on earth. He always asks for his Father's help, and he brings the two together. He kind of understands how to bring the spiritual and the tangible together in life. And that's exactly why we have a sacramental church, is we use these physical things, these things that God has given us, because we're actually human people that need to use physical things. And so sacraments, baptism, anointing, you know, there's oil, there's a gesture, there's actually the priest, the oil on the thumb of the priest pressing up against your forehead, the chrism oil and holy orders, the scent of it, the smell of it. These things appeal to who we are as human beings, and God knows that. So he uses the things that we use every day, the normal things, to bring these amazing heavenly realities into us. And so, you know, I say it a lot because I think it's so important to remember that the definition of a sacrament is it's the visible sign of an invisible reality. And so that's exactly what the Lord does in that moment. He looks up to heaven, and he brings down grace into the way he's going to feed people. And that's exactly what he does to us at every Eucharist. And I think one of the things I probably ponder the most in my prayers, I really think about how we make this stuff real in our life. Because it's so unbelievably hard. Everything is heightened at the moment that we're here. You know, the short time that we're here in the church, or the short time that we experience a sacrament, like in confession. But the whole idea is that we need that moment to raise our awareness. It's the most sharp in that moment. But it's got to be real to us when we step back out. When we step back out into the world to do just our normal everyday things. When we do our normal everyday things, we hope that that confession that we just went through, that absolution that we just received, that once we get in that moment we're about to gossip about a coworker, we might be like, okay, I'm going to stop right there, you know, because I was about to say something uncharitable. Because we hear that from our Lord in the first reading, that it's his love given to us, not necessarily our love for him, but his love that he gives us first, then we are able to return that love back to him. And so that's what we need to do to every person that we interact with. But it's so difficult. We so easily fall into the pitfalls. But any time that we can be exposed to God's grace, especially in the sacraments, in the Eucharist, in confession, it raises our awareness so that we really can take God's love to other people and use it in our daily life. And that's what we're really called to do, is to call down heaven into the moments of our life. Not just the moment that we're here in church, not just the moment that we're there experiencing the sacraments. But I don't know, you know, at Fred Meyer, when we're driving, and somebody might cut us off. You know, it's that's the proving ground. The proving ground is not necessarily here, where we're holy and we're kneeling and we're reverent. The proving ground is out there when we interact with other people that agitate us and are difficult to be around sometimes, and also those we love. We have to translate what we receive spiritually into the rest of our life. And if we could do that, if we could even do it just a little bit more than we did yesterday, then we're closer to heaven. God bless you all today.